Welcome to the PSA Experience, where we dive deep into faith, wisdom, and practical Christian living. I am your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. And today, we are tackling a topic that challenges our culture's definition of success. And what is the topic? Wealth versus relationship. We'll be looking at this topic based on biblical perspective on what truly lasts, wealth versus relationship. Okay, so I'll start by talking about the illusion of wealth as security. The illusion of wealth as security in our generation. You will agree with me that in today's world, wealth is often seen as the ultimate measure of success. In the world we find ourselves, in our generation, in today's world, wealth is often seen as the ultimate measure of success. If it is not money, then it doesn't make sense. If it's not bringing money, then nobody is interested in it. People sacrifice time, integrity, and even relationship in the pursuit of financial gain, all in the name of making money. They sacrifice their time, they sacrifice their integrity, they even sacrifice relationships just to pursue their financial gain. But the Bible warns us about this kind of life, about this way of life. The Bible warns us from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, the New International Version. The Bible says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." In the name of money, people sacrifice a relationship. Nothing like relationship doesn't make sense to them. All in the name of making money. Their integrity doesn't make any meaning to them. All in the name of making money. And here the Bible is speaking from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 10, New International Version, saying that for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. You know, in our generation, we turn that Bible passage, we turn it upside down to say the lack of money is the root of all evil. No, that is not what the scripture says. The scripture is telling us that for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. It's not bad for you to have money, but the love of money, when you have the understanding, the basic understanding of the word love, then we have the understanding of why the scripture says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Notice something from these scriptures. I want you to notice something from these scriptures. It doesn't say money is evil. I think I said it earlier. That Bible passage did not say money is evil, but the love of money. The love of money. What does that mean? It means when money becomes our master, when money becomes our obsession, and when money becomes our identity. As a person, I'm very much careful about anybody that tells me that if he's not making money, it doesn't make sense. I'm very careful around such people. So, because those people have made money their master, they have made money their obsession, and they have made money their identity. They don't want to identify with anything that is not bringing money, which according to the Bible is saying that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. In other words, these people can go extra mile, can do anything in order for them to just make money, because they have made money their master, they have made money their obsession, and they have made money their identity. Look at what Proverbs chapter 23 verse 4 to 5 says. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 4 to 5 says, it puts it plainly, very plainly. It said, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich." That is deep. "Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle." Let me just sit with that A part of it. Don't wear yourself out to get riches. So what am I trying to say here? Money is a tool. Money is important. Money is a tool, not a destination. Money is a tool that helps you to your destination, but money is never a destination and will never be a destination. For we to make money our destination is a sign that we have missed it in life already. We have missed the purpose of our living already. We have missed why God created us already. For we to think that money is a destination. However, having money is a tool for us to get to our destination. It can open doors. Definitely, money can open doors. Money can provide comfort. These are part of the advantages of me having money. Money can open doors. Money can provide comfort. Money can solve problems. But this money we're talking about, it can never buy purpose. I am telling you, money can never buy you purpose. Money can never buy you peace. And money can never grant you divine favor, because God cannot be bribed. Money can buy you favor of men. When you bribe people, yes, you can definitely get favor from them. But when it comes to divine favor, favor from God, you can never bribe God. So money cannot buy divine favor. No matter the amount of money you are dropping in church as a seed in the name of bribing God. No, God does not work that way. That is not the way He works. He doesn't work in the way of men, in the ways of men. So even in business and career, the wealth we accumulate often comes through relationship. Don't forget what we are talking about. Money and relationship, wealth and relationship. Even the business and career, the wealth we accumulate often comes through relationship. I've never seen any man that make it to the top without having a relationship with people. So if you now think you want to have money without relationship, you are definitely you are deceiving yourself. So let's continue our discussion. Even in business and career, the wealth we accumulate often comes from through relationship. I mean mentors, clients, partnership, referrals, not in isolation. Nobody makes money, nobody becomes wealthy, nobody becomes great by isolation. So as much as money is important, money at the expense of relationship is dangerous. It's dangerous. It brings unsatisfaction. It makes purpose not to be fulfilled. So let's go into the second part of it, that is relationship. You know, the first thing we spoke about is the illusion of wealth as security. People thinking wealth makes them secure. It's an illusion. So the number two we are talking about is relationships, the true wealth. If you are talking about relation, if you are talking about wealth, you're talking about riches. The true wealth, the true relationship, very solid and good relationship. God designed us for connection. God designed us for connection. We were never meant to walk alone. Never meant to walk alone. From the book of Genesis, we know that when God created man, God said, "It is not good for man to live alone. So let us make an helpmeet. Let us create an helpmeet." And Eve was created to bring a partnership, to bring a relationship to Adam. And God will come in the cool of the day, another relationship, in order for them to live a life of purpose. So God designed us for connection. We were never meant to walk alone. We were never meant to walk alone. Just like Liverpool, we never walk alone. So we were never meant to walk alone. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That is Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 12 says that though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. To show us, this verse shows us the importance of relationship. The importance of relationship. Relationship as the true wealth that every man should desire, should look out for. God designed us for connections. Again, we are never meant to walk alone. Think about this story of Ruth and Naomi in the Bible, from the book of Ruth chapter 4. Let's talk about it. Think about the story of Ruth and Naomi. Ruth's loyalty to Naomi, her unwavering commitment to a relationship, led her not only to provision but to a legacy in the lineage of Jesus Christ. You know, it was the relationship that Ruth had with Naomi. Even the relationship was not bringing forth the expected result. Like, if it's not bringing money, that relationship was not bringing money, because the husband died and there was nobody to get married to, but she still continued with Naomi. And that relationship did not only bring provision, did not only bring her provision, but it brought a legacy in the lineage of Christ. Because if you want to trace the lineage of Christ, you will trace it back to Ruth. That she was able to get this legacy due to the fact that she maintained a relationship that was not even profitable when it really started like that. It was not really profitable. So even Solomon, the wealthiest man on earth, the wealthiest man that ever lived, and the wisest man that ever lived, the wealthiest king, realized that riches without wisdom and relationship lead to emptiness. Riches without relationship, wealth without relationship leads to emptiness. He said in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 11, he says that everything is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. So success is not self-made. Success is never self-made. I mean, success is not self-made. It is God ordained and relationship fueled. God ordained and relationship fueled. I will say that again. Success is not self-made. Success is not self-made. It is God ordained and relationship fueled. So it is God that ordained that we should be successful. However, we have to have good relationship in order for us to achieve this. So, where is your heart? That is the question I'm throwing to you. Where is your heart? Where is your heart? Are you tilting towards money, or you have been tilting towards relationship? No one can serve two masters. That is what the scripture says. Matthew chapter 6 verse 24, NIV says that. No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. So when money becomes our priority at the expense of people, at the expense of relationship, we risk idealizing temporary gain while neglecting the eternal impact of love, faith, and community. Let me come back again to say that. Now, when wealth becomes our priority at the expense of people, we risk idealizing temporary gain while neglecting the eternal impact of love, faith, and community. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22 reminds us, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So your next level, your breakthrough, your divine opportunity, it's often tied to relationship. Your next level, your breakthrough, your divine opportunity, it's often tied to a relationship. It's often tied to relationship. So let me share a kind of a personal experience to tell us the power of relationships. The power of relationship, my personal experience. So the first 1 million I ever received in my life, the first million, not 1 million now, the first million I ever received in my life, it came through a relationship someone God placed in my life. It came through a relationship someone God placed in my life. I never knew someone like that can even give me or could give me the money at that time. The first car I bought, it came at a significant lower price, all because of a relationship. The car was bought at that time around 2 million naira, and I got it lesser than that. I mean, way lesser than 2 million naira then. So because of relationship, I was able to get my first million. Because of relationship, the first car I bought it at a very lower price or lesser price because of relationship. So the doors that have opened for me more than I can count are not because of money alone, but because of godly connections. The doors that are open for me are not just because of money alone. They are because they came as a result of godly connection. So my brothers and my sisters, daddy and mommies listening to me, money can be worthless without meaningful relationship. Money can be worthless without meaningful relationship. So, on this final note, I just say this, that you should invest in people, I should invest in people, we should invest in people. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7 says that, "For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it." So money may buy comfort, but relationship builds legacy. Money may buy comfort, but relationship builds legacy. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 reminds us that God is able to provide immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. But often, His blessings flow through people. So we need to invest in people. So as you pursue financial success, be intentional about building strong, meaningful relationships. As you pursue financial success, be intentional about building strong, meaningful relationships. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If this blessed you, share it with a friend and let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for more insight on faith, life, and purpose. I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo, PhD. God bless you.